You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Obviously, yesterday I heard the news of the Environment Minister Nick Smith's tyre recycling initiative. So the sort of story there is the government is going to be giving around $19 million. So there's going to be, I believe it's about $11 million to Golden Bay Cement. And they're going to be buying equipment, sourcing equipment that will incinerate tyres. And then we'll also be giving $6.4 million to create a nationwide tyre collection service and shredding facilities. So obviously this kind of news is seen as very positive when the National Party releases it and it's shown in a positive light. However, I talked to Sandra Murray, who is the coordinator of the New Zealand Product Stewardship Council. She kind of gave some more background to the negative effects this might bring to New Zealand.
Well, the $19 million isn't really being spent on tyre recycling management. It's been spent on equipment for large multinational companies so that they can, collect some tyres and that they can incinerate other tyres. Mm. These things aren't new. We already had the ability to incinerate tyres, and there were already companies in New Zealand who were able to shred tyres. And the $19 million has not actually been spent in the areas where we needed new initiatives to improve tyre management.
So he's saying that there'll be tyre collection schemes around a scheme around New Zealand and millions of dollars spent in kind of producing these shredding manufacturers. I mean, he's saying it's a very, this is a sustainable solution. Do you think this is sort of just a band-aid to the problem?
I don't even think it's a band-aid, actually. Look, the whole industry got together and spent 2 years developing an effective solution, a product stewardship scheme for tyres.
And that was $1 million from them, wasn't it?
Yeah, they spent $1 million on developing that. And that was based on international good practice, and it would have worked very well. What the minister's done now is not addressing the problem, because the main problem is that if you take your car in to get new tyres, you pay a $5 recycling fee per tyre, but there is no obligation for that tyre company to recycle your tyre. So if a guy with a truck turns up and says, I'll take your tyres away for $1 and throw them down a bank, okay, the tyre company goes, woohoo, I just pocketed another $4. That's profit. And in fact, the Minister for the Environment has previously said he considers that to be profit. I consider that to be fraud. Okay, so now this new initiative that the Minister has set up is not addressing that problem. There is still no incentive for that tyre company to give their tyres to waste management or any other company who are collecting and shredding tyres, because there's more than one company that already does that. Okay, there's still no incentive because it's still going to cost $5 to recycle a tyre. So it's not going to address the problem of the tyres still going down banks and being dumped. It's also not addressing the existing tyre piles that are already there, because the new National Environment Standard that's coming in, first of all, only applies to new tyre piles.
And right, second, so it's not the existing...
Not the existing one. And then not only that, there's no additional funding for councils to do enforcement. You can't just create a new piece of legislation and go, oh, councils, you've got to find the money now to enforce it. If they don't have the money to enforce the existing regulations, where are they going to get the money to enforce a new regulation?
And I believe you said there's no sort of accountability needed. These millions are going to this Golden Bay Cement plant, but yet there's going to be no kind of enforcement or transparency behind maybe where that money goes.
Well, the money is a one-off infrastructure investment. So they're basically helping these two companies buy tyre shredding machines, even though there are already companies in New Zealand who have shredding machines, and they're getting the contract basically to collect tyres and shred them. But this is sort of indicative of the way consecutive environment ministers have gone. In total, they've spent around $70 million on schemes and initiatives with no real requirement for accountability, no requirement for them to show results, no transparency about the money that has been spent, what volumes have been collected. So this is just one more example of money being spent with no outcome expected.
This might be hard for you to kind of speculate on, but why do you think Nick Smith commissioning the government to make this kind of comprehensive scheme that would be positive, but he's gone with this solution instead? Do you have any ideas why you think he's doing this?
Why he would commission a robust consultative process which came out with a good plan and then all of a sudden change to giving a large amount of public money to two multinational corporations for them to buy equipment that wasn't particularly needed in the country. Gosh, I'm not quite sure why that might be.
Yeah.
I might point out that the robust consultative process and the product stewardship scheme that was developed would have been fully funded, self-funding, by industry and by the $5 recycling fee on tyres. So it does seem strange that you would move away from a scheme that would not require public money to a scheme that requires $19 million of public money and isn't going to do anything after year one. Why is that?
Because it seems that the scheme that you guys have proposed is, you know, not only environmentally sustainable, but, you know, economically sustainable as well. Yeah.
And it would have created long-term jobs as well.
Because is this I saw that Europe is similarly moving away from tyre-derived fuel. Was that kind of the similar thing that you guys were proposing?
Most countries have moved towards product stewardship schemes where tyres are collected and recovered. While there are some countries in the world that are quite heavily dependent on incineration energy from waste, most countries have moved to resource recovery, which is the idea that basically we do have limited resources in the world, and if we just keep burning it all, then we don't have those resources anymore. So recovering the resources and then recycling them or reusing them is much better for the world, because we're not losing those resources.
What kind of, when you recycle and recover those resources, what kind of things are they made into typically, or how is it recovered?
So quite often they're shredded and turned into things like playground matting, like that. They can go through a pyrolysis process, which turns them into a low-grade oil and steel and what's called char. So there are things that can be done with tyres, and internationally they're there. The main problem with New Zealand is that we're actually quite small, and so the number of tyres that we have available for recycling cannot support multiple end users.
Right.
That's often an issue that we actually have at the moment. We have multiple small companies who are all trying to get tyres, but it's not financially viable enough for any one of those companies to be able to pay to receive those tyres, costs associated with processing of them.
The other thing that the Environment Minister announced was the regulations restricting the stockpiling of, you know, more, I think it was more than 2,500 tyres in one place, just because of, you know, fire risks, and he said it's not pretty to look at, I suppose. Is this something positive?
Yeah, only in a very minor way. As I said, it's a national environmental standard. And what it means is that people will have to get a consent before they create one of these piles. It's only going to apply to tyre piles that are created in the future. But the issue is that it still requires council to resource somebody to issue those consents, to monitor those consents, to enforce those consents. And councils just don't have that level of resourcing for this. Where's the money coming from?
Yeah.
If he's got $19 million that he's able to give to multinational corporations, couldn't he actually divert a little bit of that money to councils to help them with enforcement of these new regulations?
And the previous stockpiles that are already sitting there waiting.
Because councils at the moment, you've got to understand that councils at the moment have been forced into a position where they're having to individually, each council, 50-odd of them, having to pass waste bylaws in order to put controls on waste so that they can find out where waste is and how much waste there is and do something about it. And this is because the government has not implemented a national waste data framework or monitoring system to collect that data themselves. So this is a national issue that should be dealt with at a national level, but councils have been forced to individually pass separate bylaws in order to deal with it.
Right. It's scattered.
Not an efficient way of doing things. Everyone has to do it. The whole country has to do it.
Mm.
But why would you do it in such a piecemeal way? Why wouldn't you actually just pass sound policy, legislation and regulation to deal with an issue, just like pretty much every other OECD country has done?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.